Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till, actually. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's just still just you and me. I've got some things I want to say to you. I want to talk to you about customer expectations. I want to talk about the things that are happening right now that are two different kinds of customer expectations. If you've heard me talk about in the past about the age of the customer. That's replacing the age of the seller. The age of the seller is 10,000 years old, and right now it's going away. This is what's happening right now in the marketplace, folks. Has never ever happened before in the history of mankind. You are experiencing something that's never happened before, and may not happen again. It won't happen again in your lifetime. May not happen for another 10,000 years. I don't know. But this is where the seller, which for 10,000 years had control of most of the elements of the relationship between a customer and themselves, now has shifted from them having more control to the customer having more control. And it's all about the availability of information. It's 100% about the availability of information. Because in the old days, meaning, 10 years ago, or 20 or 30 years ago, the information was not as readily available to the public first. It was typically available information about products and services and industry and all the different things. That was typically found, was only available when some person representing the seller told the customer. Well, now, as you know, when you go to buy something, you're already well informed. Now, what I've called the period of time we're in right now, I've called that a parallel universe situation, where one universe exists beside another universe. The old universe still exists in parallel with the new universe, the old age of the seller with the new age of the customer. But the truth is, when I've talked about that in the past as parallel universes, I really should have, it's really more, that doesn't really help you with the movement, with the evolution of this relationship between these two ages. It really should be considered more like a tectonic shift. You've seen the examples of what causes an earthquake. What happens is called subduction. One plate, one geological plate on Earth's crust actually is subducted. It goes under, it's butting up against, two plates come together and they butt up against each other. And when the pressure builds up so much, something's got to give. Either it goes straight up, it forms a mountain, for example, or a country, or a plate, I should say, is subducted. It goes under the other plate, which can also create a mountain. But my point is, this is what's happening. The age of the seller tectonic plate is being subducted, is subducting underneath the age of the customer, which is riding over the top of it. It's pushing the other one down. And what does this mean? This means that fewer and fewer customers in that universe, on that plate, so it's represented in that plate, are out there. Fewer and fewer people are responding to your age of the seller approaches to them. More and more, because it's on top, more and more customers are responding to age of the customer type of their behaviors and connections by you. And what are some of those things that they're liking? They're liking being connected to. These are their new these are age of the customer expectations. Age of the customer expectations are, I would rather you connect with me than manipulate me. I would rather you find out what I know and plug in to me there than to presume that I know nothing, because that just irritates me. I would rather you send me, if I find you, I don't mind you telling me who you are and that you're there, and so I know about you. But once I know about you, I would rather you send me stuff than expect me to come to you all the time. I'm going to give you permission to follow me home. And here's a huge customer expectation in the age of the customer that's different from the old days. In the age of the seller tectonic plate, in that age, customer expectations were for you to be competitive. You had to be competitive or I wouldn't do business with you, right? In the age of the customer, you still have to be competitive, but more than competitive, you have to also be relevant. In fact, relevance is trumping competitiveness in some cases. If a customer wants you to reach them if they want to be able to find you and do business with you on their mobile phone, for example, their smartphone, and you're not there, you could be more competitive, lower price, bigger selection, etc., etc. You could be more competitive to that customer against that competitor, but if you're not mobile ready, you will not be relevant to them. And that's what I mean. So, and I'm using mobile as an example. That's a dramatic example. But there are a lot of other examples you could talk about, whether it be social media, whether it be whatever it might be. You've got to determine, folks, your customers have new expectations. You've got to find out what those are, or you won't survive as the age of the seller tectonic plate is subducted underneath the age of the customer. You got to get it with the age of the customer. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. But no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.